All right, so real quick recap. Town's on fire. Zombies everywhere. Zombie vampires, maybe? Definitely at least some vampires. Group's trying to get the fuck out of town. Giant armored behemoth comes out, starts smacking people around. But he falls. No, Hez doesn't fall. Willem, the behemoth, falls and gets the crown wedged into his armor. Hez, who has lost hold of his faculties, jumps up on the behemoth, cuts it out.
Wait, he's a principal?
What?
Yeah, well, I'm the superintendent.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Crazy.
Crazy town. Crazy, well.
Crazy high.
Crazy high, yeah.
Crazy high!
Is this a community school?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But the crown bounces out. It's now not. It's sitting in front of the big metal monster. That is where I think we left off.
Big metal monster. Sounds like T'Kaw from the Book of Life.
I have not read the Book of Life.
No, it's a movie. You haven't seen that kid movie, The Book of Life?
Nope.
Come on, dude.
So we're at the top of the turn. Turn order is what it appears. What you guys gonna do? Who wants to go first?
I want to hit him.
Didn't HW get the crown back?
No. The crown, my last notes say crown fell on ground.
Yeah, well, your last notes, we're just going to throw those in the garbage.
Nope, I am the GM. Just because I took shitty notes doesn't mean that... I would have made a note if HW got the crown.
Are you 100% sure?
He would have, because he knows exactly what I want with that crown, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
I have HW wants crown written like 3 fucking times in this book. On 2 pages.
I feel like that's not enough.
Yeah, I think I would have... If I flip back one more page, I think I'd...
Is Hez still on the Juggernaut?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Because I can't remember if I got thrown to the ground or if I was still, like, on the Juggernaut.
I want to say that was probably the end of your turn, too.
After I cut his armor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was. I'm just asking. I just didn't remember if I was still up there.
Yeah, sure. You're on the Juggernaut. I don't think you got thrown off. Okay. So, who's going to do what? You got 4 PCs. Hez, your turn was you.
I want to hit him. I'm going to hit him with my stick.
Okay. Let me set the dice pool. An average roll. Go for it.
Whew.
Are you raging right now? Are you berserking?
Holy cow, dude. That was
7 success and 4 advantage.
Wow, yep, that's got a couple critical.
That's why I taunted him back.
Ah. Okay.
Good job, Captain. I'd like to borrow that stick.
That's 14 damage, I think.
14, nice. That does some considerable damage. What does it look like when you hit this thing? Because remember, there's ship plating on this guy.
Not on his chest, where it just got cut off.
Oh, Jesus. So you just, like, did you just, like, try to pierce right through him?
I mean, not a stab, but just, like, a smack across the chest.
Okay.
Knock the armor plate off.
Well, it's already gone. So that chunk... So, Torque, you aim for that chunk where the... That crown-sized hole that just got cut out, and you, like, cave it in. Well, we'll say you can feel bones crunching underneath of that as you swing at it. Well, as your swing connects, really. And you can kind of, like, as you pull your staff back, you can... Like, the skin is starting to darken really, like, a purplish color.
So... The staff has disorient too. Is that like with 2 successes or 2 advantages?
Disorient is when triggered, the target is disoriented a number of rounds equal to a rating. And I believe that gives a setback to all of their actions for 2 turns. Anything they do?
I think that's.
There's got to be a critical or something in there somewhere, isn't there?
Well,
I don't know what the critical for his weapon is. Oh, he's punching? It's probably like... I think it's
no, he hit him with the stick.
Yeah, he hit him with
He rolled a brawl check.
Well, I mean, I said that he was hitting him with my stick.
Yeah, he meant to do it.
I wasn't sure if the brawl calculates with the shock lance, because it also can shoot.
Yeah, he's fine. I knew it. He clearly stated what he was doing.
All right, well, what's the crit for your pike?
I don't think it does crit, though. That's the problem.
There is no critical thing on it, as far as I can see.
I think that was part of what we agreed on with...
Oh, wait. There is a critical thing. It says 3, like in the little, like, damage 7, critical 3.
And maybe it's just that he can't upgrade it.
I would want to crit and then use one advantage to boost the next player.
Good call, dude. Good call.
I would take back strain, but you won't let me while I'm berserking.
Yeah, because it's too OP.
That's so much strain right now.
Hez wants to go next.
Hang on, wait. I gotta roll the crit.
Headringer, increased difficulty. Well, intellect and cunning checks. I don't think that's his forte anyway, so.
Nope.
I could have sworn we already got one critical on him once.
You did.
Why is it at 1x10 instead of 2x10?
Because it's one previous critical. It adds 10 to the roll.
Yeah.
I thought it just kept going up each time that we got a critical.
It does, but he also has
durable or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's why the dice roll offset is -30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the crown?
The crown is sitting right in front of the behemoth in front of you. Well, it's not even in front of you, HW. You heard the crown ting 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 bounce on the ground in front. It sounds like it's in front of the monster. This thing, this giant hulking mass of metal.
And these other little rodent things are nearby, correct?
Yeah, there is an infected womp rat that you don't... Okay, so you know that what a womp rat looks like.
Yeah.
This one has tentacles coming out of it. And then there's a zombie to your right. That's all you can see. Yeah.
Okay. Well... Lahab does nothing except move to the other side of Seeley because he sees there's danger. That's important. Lahab must be safe.
Yep.
HW is going to... I gotta see how I'm looking right now. How is HW look? Oh, man. HW's in trouble.
You got tackled pretty hard.
Yeah. I did get tackled pretty hard. HW is going to see the zombie off to his right, and he's fed up. He is like full like rage right now. Diego himself, I don't think, could calm HW's storm.
Blasphemy.
So he will, as the Pope, he can say what he wants.
That's fair.
So he will come up, and he's gonna swing his pickaxe and try to drive it into this zombie.
Okay. Nice.
Get him.
I believe. Okay. Go for it. Dice pool is set up.
Hey, advantage, whatever.
A single advantage with the pick.
Wait, you have 3.
Seven. Yeah. I have to take a purple because it's cumbersome 4.
Okay.
So I have it set up to auto add 1 purple every time.
Okay.
Didn't John's roll give him something too?
Yeah, but that only applies to...
No, he passed a boost to the next person.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Good call, Pi.
I'll roll it again.
God.
Listen, I've said it many times before, but you have to believe in the heart of the cards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's now a hit.
Yeah, you can have a success. It's fine.
Okay, there's the what 5 + 1 = 6.
Yep.
Uh huh.
He's not really aiming for anything. Like he's hoping center mass and just comes across 2 hands, just slams it into his chest, the thing's chest, whatever it may be.
Nice. So yeah, you sink the pickaxe pretty solidly, like, into this thing's chest, and actually your follow-through is it's you tell you definitely have practiced this swing before. It rips, like, it actually feels like mush almost when you hit this thing, because you swing through and just gore and ichor splatter everywhere as you take a chunk out of this thing's torso. Like you swing straight through. Spine is still intact and the thing is not dead. but now it has a big chunk missing out of its stomach.
Okay.
It looks pretty damaged too.
Yeah, well, we're good with that. Is there any way to slightly position myself to be like blocking his path so he can't pursue Lahab?
Yeah, sure.
He's at the foot of this bridge, basically.
You shall not pass.
HW is just worried about Lahab and the crown. Not in that order.
Clearly. Fair enough.
And that's it.
All right. Another PC's turn. Just as HW does that and positions himself, you all will hear another explosion kind of rock the town.
From which direction?
Yeah, I was just wondering. It's south.
Great.
Is HW in between me and that zombie?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Do I have a clear shot at that womp rat?
Yeah.
Blind fire at the womp rat as I continue to sprint towards the ship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Blind fire.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I said it very specifically, Adam.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I know you
I
did.
I like that.
I'm going to add one setback die because you're blind firing. Yeah. Go for it.
A success and a threat.
Magic.
Nice, dude.
6-7 with a threat.
As I'm sprinting, my floppy hat just kind of catches some air and flies off my head. From everyone else's perspective, they just see the hat, and then a hole burns through it as a blaster shot goes through it.
Sick.
That's so dumb.
I'll say the threat is you lost your hat.
Nice.
Just because nice. That's sick.
As the hat lands, everyone sees Seely still running, full sprint away. I imagine I am with Lahabish.
Yeah, you're probably. Yeah, you're probably like right next to him.
Okay.
How much damage was that?
7.
Okay. Yeah, the infected womp rat's looking a little rougher.
I know I got this womp rat right next to me.
Yep.
But I think I want to. Do I have a clear shot at the Juggernaut still? Or no? Hez on top of him?
Hez is on top of him, and Torque is right next to him.
Okay.
You don't have a clear shot. Like, even though he's bigger than everything, like, you're surrounded, basically. And two of your teammates are right on top of him.
Yes, that's not a good idea.
I'm not saying it's not a bad idea. It's just, it's going to be a slightly harder check.
Right, it'd be riskier. Well, I was just asking, because if I didn't really have a good shot, I was going to go after the,
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the Womp Rat.
Yeah, there is a chance if you were going to go after the Juggernaut that it would, you would end up shooting Torque again.
Okay, well, I don't want to do that. I still feel bad for that. Thanks for bringing that up there, narrator. I mean,
all my current wounds have come from our own team, so.
Just had to bring that up.
Yeah.
Old wounds. Thanks.
Well, I mean, you weren't the only one to shoot in that time, so.
Deeply sorry about that again, Captain. But,
All right.
Shotguns with the serrated edges on the womp rat right here next to me.
Yeah, go for it. I think I have the dice pool set. I do.
Huh.
Mm,
okay.
Flat wash.
Yeah.
You go to swing, but like as you do, another explosion goes off behind you, and you just like kind of whoosh by it.
Reach over and caress the womp rat.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It looks nonplussed. Who hasn't gone?
That was everybody. Pi went before me, and I was the last one.
Oh, Lahab.
What?
Lahab. Oh, does he get it? Yeah, Lahab just moves. Like, he's aware that what's going on, and HW is able to tell him, like, go to the ship.
The old man's like, I need to get out of this fucking place.
That's not inaccurate.
All right. So, turn order. NPC. Okay. the giant metal monster is going to go and try to pick up the crown again. I don't know why I phrased it like that. I don't think he needs to do any sort of check to pick up that crown. He's just going to pick it up.
Yeah, he does, because he had bones crack when I hit him. So.
And Hez is on his back like,
he's got, yeah, and the captain's right there whooping his ass, too.
He's got a couple of broken ribs.
What?
And bending over with broken ribs?
Well, but he's a vampire.
Okay, but also Hez.
He's in a metal suit.
Yeah, but okay. Average check.
I would say that his armor, at least would call for the check since it's in his way now, and he has broken ribs, as per your description.
But he's a vampire. Listen, we've all seen JoJo. We know what happens with vampires and broken ribs, broken bones. Whatever. Okay, I'm willing to take an easy check.
Okay.
For
coordination sounds pretty good. Hal, I agree with you.
I mumbled that one out pretty hard.
Is that a cunning or intellect based?
No, skill? Coordination would be agility.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sure about that?
I'm looking at coordination and it has AG next to it, so talking about silver.
But the setback comes from him even thinking about bending over to pick up the crown. He had to think about that.
I'm not going to be talked into any more than this.
But Hez is definitely like on his back still.
It's skullduggery now, guys. No, it's fine.
That's fine. It would increase the difficulty because it's a cunning check.
Oh, it is. No, it's cool. It's back to
coordination.
Coordination.
No. Go ahead. You do skullduggery.
Bam!
Damn.
Okay, so the Willem in front of you starts screaming and just going, "Oh, crown for master!" And, just...
One more time?
No, that's all you get. rolls over, or leans over and picks up this crown and is now, football carrying it. And running off towards the insane asylum up here. Oh yeah, his is stuck. Or he's still on him too.
What a wussy! He gets a couple broken ribs and he runs away.
He's doing what his master told him to. So that is Willow.
He came back before.
That's not the insane asylum. That is the hospital. The if you guys don't remember, the Insane Asylum is this project that Hubert had going to treat people. And it was like an old, I don't remember what I said it was. It's an old,
space.
Space, yes. It's an old, upper class villa sort of thing that's being remodeled into a sanitarium. So he says. So, hulking mass of metal runs off towards there. He is now on this drawbridge. Hez is in tow. I say drawbridge, it's just a bridge. NPC turn. Neb, this tentacled womp rat is going to take a swing at you, or is going to lunge at you. Oof.
I'm so worried about this bite.
I know, right? Womp rats bite, don't let go. I guess that's if he criticals, isn't it?
Yeah, or if he had advantages. Those are threat.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, so it's going to be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 damage.
Is this thing a womp rat or a wamp rat?
It's a wimp rat.
Wait, did I say torque or neb? Because I meant neb.
You said neb.
Yeah. Neb, so, yeah, the tentacles just kind of, dart towards you, and they're just distracting while you're, trying to fend off the tentacles. This womp rat just, lunges and just bites down on your leg.
Okay. 4 soak.
Yep, so you took 6 damage.
Okay. So, then I'd go to my critical injury? No.
No.
He didn't crit. He had threats.
Is that the womp rat is actually just snagged on you now. Like, it's not doing damage to you. It's just stuck. It's tangled up with you.
Turn it off, man.
Another NBC turn, so that was a long breath. The zombie next to Torkot is going to take a swing. Oh, wow. One failure, one advantage, and a triumph.
Well, good thing you failed first.
Right? So, how about this? The failure, it doesn't do any damage, and I will spend the advantage and triumph. It doesn't damage you, Torkot, but it did tackle you. It's knocked you over. So you are now prone, and the zombie is on top of you.
Whoa, look out.
While completely missing me?
I mean, it's a triumph and an advantage.
It didn't do any damage, though, right?
Yeah, it didn't do any damage. You're just prone now because it, like, fell on top of you. Zombie that HW has taken a chunk out of is going to take a swing at HW.
He's going to try.
He is going to try.
He goes, Diego Claw.
Yeah, it makes a bay. It looks like, you know what? To HW, with where his sanity's probably at right now, it probably does look like a Diego Claw as he swings, like, we'll say that, like, parts of his hand are, like, some of the digits on his finger are missing.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Another fail.
Yep. Failure with an advantage. The advantage is it doesn't fall over.
Hooray! HW survives!
He
cannot be defeated.
I'm trying to figure out what the last... Oh, the last NPC is probably Jethro.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead.
Well, he whipped his hair back and forth and failed.
Let me grab a beer before you tell me what you're going to do.
Ah, I've been waiting so patiently and quietly.
You don't. We're going to make you go last.
Difficult it is. Oh, oh no. No, you will not.
Oh. Oh, that was my foot.
Good. That's what you give or take in my turn on this crown instead of a destiny point.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm going to, whilst riding upon this monster, I'm going to try to use Chuck to pry off his helmet.
You know I was joking about the Charles Xavier thing, right?
Or was he?
He still takes more headshot damage if people aim for his head. That's like insta-crit.
This is going to be... So what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to pry his helmet off.
With Chuck?
But I could also whap him on the head with Chuck if I really wanted to do it now.
I mean, I think that would... That's up to you.
Well, I'm trying to pry... Are you saying it would do more if I left the helmet on and hit it?
I mean, basic physics says that you would probably do more that way.
Hitting his armor is going to do more damage than hitting his flesh?
That's what blunt damage does. It transfers kinetic energy through the fucking metal into...
All right, well, cool. Then I'm just going to... my problem is... Never mind. I'm not going to get Chuck. He's going to grab his gun, and since he's riding upon his back, I'll spend a destiny point if I have to, but I want to get a simple check to shoot him, because I'm going to put the gun, or an easy or something, I'm going to put the gun, like, against his flesh. I'll give you a destiny point.
What, in the hole?
Well, I cut the strap off, I thought it was, hanging down.
Yeah. I see what you're doing. Okay.
Where are you going?
I mean, like, I don't think that needs a destiny point.
Okay. I mean, what is that? Spend or get a setback or two for called shot? Two setback for called shot?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And then...
Well, then I will spend the destiny point to upgrade.
I'm going to use a dark side to counter that.
Okay.
Just because...
Counter it? Like, you mean upgrade the difficulty one?
Yeah, we're going to just do an upgrade and...
I've upgraded mine, don't worry.
But I'm going to say that, I mean... I'm doing that just because narratively you're bouncing around on top of this thing. It's got to be a little hard, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd say what, easy check? Because it's, no. I mean, short range is easy.
It's going to be two purple, two black.
I thought it was a red and two black.
Yeah, two purple, sure.
Two purple, two black is fine.
Two purple, two black.
Right.
Unless you want that red. Dice pool is set. Go for it, bud.
Two success, two threat, and a triumph!
Okay.
Two success, two threat, and a triumph.
Okay.
First off, that's 8 damage. That bypass soak, then?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So that's 8 damage, bypass soak.
Okay. Finish what you're going to do, and then I know what I'm going to do with your threat.
Well, you have to roll critical. Oh. He takes 8 damage bypassing his soak, and then compromise, increase difficulty of all skill checks by 1 difficulty die.
Yeah. So, your gun is souped up. It's got the inscriptions on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
Okay, so here's what I want to do. Your inscriptions weren't perfect. So when you pulled the trigger on the gun, the sigils start to heat up. And you think for a split second, with those two threat, you thought you just slagged your gun. But the sigils cool down. They don't quite get that critical heat that you've seen when the gun gets slagged. And you're
going to try or something.
No, you just can't. You know if you shoot this again right now, you're going to destroy your weapon. So for the next turn, you cannot
for
use
my,
the gun.
For my maneuver, I would like to slide the gun back in its holster and then quick draw another one because I've got, like, hopefully.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
But you're still stuck to this guy.
Okay, I'll accept that. Now that I'm stuck.
You got it! You just used your maneuver!
That's fair.
All right.
The consequences of my actions.
I hope you do. All right. PC.
I am going to bodily tear apart this zombie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Let me ask you this. Since he's laying on top of me, can I...
Ooh, athletics check. Ah!
Even if I'm, like fighting the zombie, like, we're laying on the ground together. Or do I have to be standing to use, like, a...
No, you're fine. You're just gonna try to rip him to shreds in front of you?
Well, I want to see how much damage I do to him before I tell you.
What? What?
But I'm, like, attacking the zombie.
Yeah, but what? Okay, I see what you're saying. You want to roll, and then we'll decide what you do with that roll.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Just an easy
Give
brawl
Give me a
check.
Light side point, and that's fine.
What if I just tell you?
You can make a choice now. Okay, now you can do whatever you want. Yeah. I was going to say, that's a little unfair to call your shot retroactively.
Well, it was more like determined on whether or not I'd actually died.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. It's just going to be an average check. Go for it. So... What is brawl? It's your brawn plus
7.
Holy cow!
No. That I guess that's my staff. This was just a.
Yeah, but what is your brawn right now? Also, are you 8. Taking the strains?
Yes.
So what? So okay, wait. So 8.
8.
9, 10, 11. Yeah. What does it look like when you just shred this thing in
so
half?
So can I tear its head and spine out?
Like a predator?
Yeah. Sure. So, Torque just rips this thing's fucking head and the spine comes out with it. Actually, that kind of tracks because the body's probably pretty soggy.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's just a putrid mess. But, bloop,
it... And then I can still do a maneuver, right? Like, can I stand up now?
Yeah.
Okay.
PC turn. Oh, we got Lahab, Seeley, and HW. Sorry, I'm still thinking about Seeley just running for the ship.
I imagine I'm too far away to take a shot now.
You're not too far away to blindly fire at something.
Also, what's your range on the gun? If, like, you're outside of your range band,
But narratively, like, I don't know how far away I am.
Probably about 150 feet away at this point.
Is that medium or long?
It's probably getting into long range, especially considering like it's
right night. Right at the edge.
Yeah, and it's nighttime right now.
But the sun was red.
What? No, this is
sunsetting.
Sunsetting. It's nighttime now.
Celia's gonna turn around, stop Lahab, use his shoulder to aim the blaster shot.
Okay.
Aim over Lahab, and shoot at the Womp Rat.
Okay. Just an average check, because that's awesome.
Another hit.
Lahab!
Single success. Lahab for the... 7 damage.
Yeah. This Womp Rat's looking pretty rough.
I can't believe he's still kicking.
Yeah, there is just black... Seely, you can't see this, but Neb, you're... this fucking... First of all, okay, I forgot about that, but... Yeah, the wall
shots flying from across the bridge just keep hitting this rat.
While this rat is like latched onto your fucking thigh.
Right? What the hell? Thank you for shooting it off of me. I appreciate it.
It's not
that.
Off of you. It's still stuck, but
oh.
But it is like this just really accurate shot flies out across the bridge, and
is she still running aimlessly and shooting?
No, okay. She's not stopped.
She's not aimless. Headed to the start.
Does that use my maneuver to aim off of Lahab?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like totally ridiculous. But yeah, like this Neb, you can see that there's just this black ichor rolling down out of this very accurate blaster hole.
I might as well try to use my gloves again on him. Since I'm right here.
Yeah, since it's stuck on you, I will give you a boost die.
Sweet.
Go for it.
Nice.
Success at 4 advantage.
Right.
Damage plus 3 stun damage.
So I just, it's like one of those Jax moves where he grabs his fist together and like piles down on this thing with the serrated edges.
Yeah, and aiming at the head?
Right on top, down on top of it.
Your glove shreds right through its skull, and the whole body goes limp, and the tentacles kind of shoot out and reach towards you for a split second, and then go limp, and this thing is dead.
Nice. Thank God, that thing was wrapped around my leg, and I was freaking out, dude.
Take the leg.
I will say with the one advantage, yeah, you're able to, because you should have some spare advantage.
One that goes on advantage. To the next person or anything?
No, the Womp Rat's not actually stuck on your leg anymore.
Okay, sweet.
That costs 4 advantage. Keep the damn Womp Rat.
But no, he did the stun damage.
Wait, you're right. Okay,
I was like
two of those then would have been activated. I'm sorry, you're right.
You can pass a boost on to somebody, but one of those advantages is going to be that when you smashed it, it just dislodged the Womp Rat from your...
That's fine. That's what I meant, is if I could pass on a boost to the next person.
One boost die, yes.
Sweet.
Somebody's got to sell me on these boost dies, how we're narratively passing these on, though.
HW is motivated seeing that the Womp Rat was shredded and will use that boost to feel energized.
Perfect.
To turn and swing his pickaxe at this last zombie.
The best.
Thank you. I was going to say, like, I don't want to be too mechanical with this. Just like, oh yeah, there's a boost die.
And I'll upgrade my swing too.
Okay.
Just look at that.
Yeah, do it.
Go for it.
A success advantage.
Boom. What does it look like when HW kills this zombie?
HW, seeing the Womp Rat get shredded and just like essentially cut in half and just fall off of Neb, he goes, "Diego wills this," and just comes again with the pickaxe, but in a top-down fashion, trying to just like drive it straight through the top of the skull.
Nice.
And just go straight down.
Nice.
That's awesome. I can see that in my head.
The zombie just like crumples in front of you. Well, splatters.
With the advantage, Lahab cheers me on in the background.
Nice. Yes, he definitely does that. Way to go, sir!
What, with Seeley's arm still over his shoulder, smoking barrel?
Yeah, like, he's cool with it. Yeah, he doesn't care, he knows.
Thumbs up and clapping. Thumbs up.
Do I know that that Willem the Titanic has ran off? Am I aware of that?
You would have seen that.
How far can I get with my movement to get near him?
You can go a little bit past Torque.
There?
Yeah, about right there.
Good.
Okay. What are you doing? So Lahab is left. What is Lahab doing?
Lahab's chilling. Like, he's has Seely's gun on his arm. He'll look up at Seely and go, "Well, shots."
I'll respond back with, "Thank you for the popcorn."
All right.
Oh my god, that was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. So we'll give Willem one chance here, and then we'll end on a cliffhanger.
Dun, dun, dun.
On the bridge. Ooh. Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
This guy isn't going to try to kill you. That's not his goal. That's not why he was sent out here. He is going to, as soon as he crosses the bridge or gets to the midway point of the bridge. So this is like an arch bridge, right? Where
sure.
It has a central leg. I'm going to just draw a real quick picture down at the bottom of the map. So it's got two arches like this that are supporting the bridge above it. What he is going to do, so we're talking three pillars are supporting this. There's two arches on this bridge and three pillars. The center pillar is in between the two arches, and the Willem is about halfway. He's standing on the center pillar where in between the two arches. He's going to turn around and he's going to swing both of his fists down right in front of the pillar. Like, basically, he's going to take a swing down. Yeah, right in front of the middle pillar. He's going to try to collapse the bridge.
Oh, God.
With himself on it?
No. He's going to try to collapse. Sorry, he's going to try to collapse the...
Oh, no.
The first arch. So if arch one is what connects... Our arch one would be on the bazaar marketplace side that everyone else is on right now.
Okay.
So if he smashes that, if he manages to smash out one of the arch stones that's supporting the bridge on arch one, it should collapse the first part without collapsing the second arch. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. John Madden that for you.
Yes. So... with Willem's size, I'm going to say that this is going to be a hard roll.
What are you doing?
So, here is Willem's dice pool. He has... And we're going to use his athletics for this.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Two failures, advantage, and a triumph.
Whiff, but...
Good job. Still didn't get it.
Oh, it doesn't work with it.
Oh god, he breaks the side. No. Triumph that I just...
The creature can spend a triumph on a successful brawl check.
Blop, blop.
Okay, so he doesn't manage to collapse the bridge with two failures, but with the success, or with the advantage and triumph, he is going to take two boost die on the next attempt.
Okay.
Say that again? Read the number?
He's going to take two boost die in the next attempt.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
All right. And with that, we'll end this session.
We want to say thanks again to Sam from Starbirds, the Starbirds podcast, at Starbirds Pod. Check them out. Thank you, Sam, for donating for Destiny, helping the kids, and giving us
a little hope in this time of darkness.
Right. With that, we will call it here. We hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you check out Steph Makepeace on SoundCloud at Makepeace. She does the music for the show. Does a really good job, and we really appreciate her. Check us out on the web at talesoftheouterrim.com, where you can find links to our social
Diego wills this to happen.
May the force be with you.
All right, everyone. See you later. May the force be with you.